Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most iconic moves in drum and bass, the Roughneck Rewind moment. This is that crowd control trick where you build pressure, fake the drop, slam on the brakes, and throw the listener back into the phrase with warm tape style grit. Done right, it feels musical, heavy, and a little dangerous in the best way. It's not just an effect, it's a micro arrangement. We're going to make this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and we'll aim for that jungle, old school DNB, rollers, and darker bass music energy. Think worn dubplate, chopped break momentum, sub pressure, and a rewind that feels like it belongs inside the groove. First, choose the exact spot where the rewind belongs. This matters more than people think. A rewind works best when it feels earned. So look for the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, or maybe right after a drum fill, a bass answer phrase, or a little burst of tension before a second drop. If you want something cleaner and more DJ-friendly, go with an 8-bar phrase. If you want a more aggressive fake-out, 4 bars can work. If the tune is already dense, even a 2-bar sting can hit hard. The key idea here is anticipation. The last half-bar before the rewind is often more important than the rewind itself. If that final moment feels like it's pulling forward, the reset will hit much harder. Now build the source material. A rewind needs something worth pulling back. Don't reverse silence. Use a short phrase with actual energy in it. That could be the chopped breakbeat, a sub note or bass stab, a snare hit, and maybe the little effects tail like noise, vinyl crackle, or ambience. In Ableton, duplicate the last 1 or 2 bars of your phrase into a fresh section. Keep your drums and bass on separate groups if possible, because that makes the edit much easier to control. For jungle and old school energy, use a break that already has some swing and character. For rollers, let the bass phrase stay simple so the drums can do the work. A nice starting chain on the drum group is drum bus, saturator, and EQ8. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5-15% in drum bus, then add a little saturator soft clip and a few dB of drive. If the top end gets harsh, use EQ8 to smooth it out. And if the low end gets crowded, high pass the FX side so it doesn't fight the sub. Next, create the rewind motion. You've got two solid stock workflows here. One is simple reverse editing. Consolidate the source phrase, duplicate it onto a new audio track, and reverse the clip in clip view. Then move that reversed piece so it pulls back into the rewind point. The other approach is resampling. Route the drum and bass group to a new audio track set to resampling, record the last bar, and then cut and shape the recorded audio manually. This often feels a bit more organic, which is great for that worn tape or dubplate character. If you want the rewind to feel less digital, introduce slight timing imperfections. Nudge 1 or 2 chopped hits a few milliseconds early or late. Don't make every slice perfectly locked. A little looseness can make the edit feel performed rather than programmed. Also, be careful with warp settings. For rhythmic break pieces, beats mode often works well. For smoother tail material, Complex Pro can be useful. But if the rewind feels too polished, back off some of that perfect correction. Old school jungle energy usually benefits from a slightly rougher edge. Now it's time for the tape style grit. This is the character layer, the part that makes the rewind feel warm and worn instead of clean and sterile. On a group or return feeding the rewind section, try a chain like saturator, auto filter, echo, and maybe vinyl distortion if you want extra grime. Dart with saturator. A little soft clipping, and around 3-8 dB of drive can thicken the break fragments and glue the midrange together. Then use auto filter to shape the motion. A low pass or band pass sweep works great here. Automate the cutoff downward during the rewind, then open it back up when the track re-enters. That movement is what sells the tension. Echo is useful too, but keep it controlled. A short rhythmic delay with modest feedback can smear the edge of the rewind in a really musical way. Filter the repeat so they don't clutter the mix. If you want that dusty, haunted, sample-heavy jungle feel, a touch of vinyl distortion can help. Just keep it subtle. You want worn, not fizzy. A good tape-style formula is pretty simple. Saturate first, filter second, smear lightly with delay third, then add a little movement. That's the recipe. Now automate the rewind like a phrase, not a single effect. This is where the edit becomes believable. Automate track volume, filter cutoff, send levels to echo or reverb, and maybe clip gain or fades if needed. The goal is to create a clear start, dip, and return. A practical 2-bar rewind shape might look like this. The phrase hits, then the bass drops a couple dB and the drums start filtering. Halfway through, you begin pulling the break backward or smearing it with a reverse tail. On the last beat, Almost everything drops out except a tail or a reversed snare. Then the next phrase slams back in. For a rough guide, you could automate auto filter cutoff from roughly full open down to around 600 HC over one or two bars. A short send to reverb on the last snare can add just enough space, but don't drown the groove. Too much wash can kill DNB punch fast. If the edit feels weak, don't just add more distortion. First try removing a kick, shortening the bass phrase, tightening the final snare gap, or leaving one beat of silence before the return. Those moves often make the rewind hit harder than extra processing ever will. Now give the rewind its signature identity. You can do a hard stop with a reverse tail, a pitch down pull, or a backspin style illusion. For a hard stop, cut the drums sharply and let a short reverb or delay tail hang behind them. For a pitch down pull, render the tail and automate a gentle downward pitch feel over the last half bar. For a backspin illusion, reverse the last impact, filter the top end off, and make it sound dusty and physical instead of clean and digital. A really effective DNB move is to leave a tiny gap before the return. Even one beat of near silence can hit harder than a huge effect, because the groove's momentum does the work for you. Then re-enter with intention. The rewind only works if the return lands properly. Bring the track back with a strong contrast, drums in full, sub in mono, bass either simplified or revoiced, and maybe a small fill or crash to mark the transition. If you need a clean sub layer, Operator or Waveedable can help build it. Keep the low end disciplined and centered, and let the rewind effects stay wider if you want more space. A good re-entry might be a single bass stab first, then the full pattern, or a ghost snare pickup leading into the next section. In Jungle, you can even let the break evolve on the return instead of repeating exactly the same chop pattern. That gives the phrase more life. This is also where your mix discipline matters. Keep the sub-region calm. Let the motion and grime live mostly in the mids and tops, while the low end stays solid and mono. If the rewind tail and incoming kick are fighting each other, the whole thing loses punch. Finally, polish it for the real world. Check whether the rewind reads clearly at low volume. Check it in mono with utility. Make sure the bass re-entry feels stronger after the silence. And think about DJ usability too. Leave 4 to 8 bars before or after the rewind where the arrangement is cleaner, so it can actually be mixed. For a little glue on the drum bus, glue compressor can help, but keep it subtle. You want just a touch of cohesion, not smashed transients. And use the limiter only as a safety check while you're listening, not as a way to hide problems. A few classic mistakes to avoid: making the rewind too empty, overdoing the reverb, letting the sub reverse with the FX, quantizing everything perfectly, or distorting the whole mix instead of just the break and mid-range. Also, make sure the re-entry has more contrast than the rewind. If it doesn't come back bigger, the whole move loses impact. For darker and heavier DNB, there are some great variations. You can do a two-stage rewind where the track pulls back subtly first, then more dramatically a bar later. You can rewind only the break or only the top layer. You can add a tiny burst of crackle or vinyl noise right at the rewind point. Or you can make the return narrowed wide, so the rewind feels tight and centered, then the drop opens up and feels massive. Here is a quick practice challenge. Take one 8-bar DNB loop, duplicate the last two bars, reverse one break fragment and one short FX tail, add saturator and auto filter to the rewind section, automate the cutoff down over one or two bars, mute the sub for the final beat before the rewind, then bring the track back with a full drum hit and bass stab, check it in mono and at low volume. After that, make one version for jungle or old school energy, and one version for a darker roller vibe. The big takeaway is this: a good roughneck rewind is phrase based, not random. Keep the break, bass, and FX tail working together so the groove survives the reset. Protect the sub, keep the return strong, and use Ableton stock tools to make the moment feel warm, gritty, and intentional. If you get that balance right, the rewind stops being just a trick. It becomes part of a tune's personality. And that's when it really slams.